From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped the video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. Joe Cali, Derek Kramer here with you for hour number three. We're going to get into the Bills' 53-man roster because we've gotten two cuts already. But first, Derek did tease this college football thought from earlier we want to get to here.
Yeah, it's something that I wanted to put into the booty cheek of the week, as a matter of fact, but it turns out was not even, we didn't have nearly the time for it. And it is an entire segment-ish worthy style of discussion.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot going on within college football. And it's about these rules, these lawsuits, court cases, everything like that. And it has now reached its most interesting line in the sand.
Yes.
One school in particular is continuing to fan the flames with one coach that would absolutely be that guy to do it. But earlier this week, many of the schools, Big Ten, SEC, ACC, they all start coming out and saying, no, if you're taking part in NFL camps, like, should be done. It's over. You're on to the next step of your career. Dan Lanning, in particular, of Oregon, was the one that spoke out the most about this publicly, saying, no, we're not looking at a single one of those kinds of players. Ryan Day, Ohio State, says something along the lines of, you know, it's not on my list of to-do things, but, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't at least look into it to better my team.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I'm going to believe in the roster that I have already currently constructed. And then there's Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Who has been hungry, hungry hippos style.
You mean Raiders coach?
Collecting as many of these pro players that aren't going to make NFL rosters and bringing them to LSU. Whether it's Jack Pyburn or it's Xavier Harris, Daquan Rogers, there's so many players that are being brought back into the college ranks by one school in particular. They even grabbed somebody in basketball that was playing with the Celtics in the G League and is going to LSU. They're taking the 5-5, and they're really messing things up and drawing a line in the sand that should not be crossed.
Okay.
However, the leagues throughout the week, the Big Ten, the SEC in particular, they stand up to, no, we're not doing this. There will be punishments for universities and coaches and for some of these players if you bring them back from the pro end of things. Those players would have to sit out half the season and the school will receive a fine. Well, what do you think happens next, Joe? Based on the summer that the NCAA has had.
I don't know. What?
They get taken to court.
Of course. Well, who would think anything else at this point?
Because why wouldn't you take the NCAA to court? Because they've lost almost everything that they possibly could at this point.
Yeah, seriously. Tom Brady's next, by the way. He's going to sue for eligibility to come back and play for North Carolina. Go ahead.
So, it is getting to a point where there needs to be a line drawn in the sand. But it is also getting to a point where we need to stop going to court just because somebody doesn't get their way. The only reason that the Brendan Sorsby case doesn't end with him being the Texas Tech quarterback this year is because his public perception is so far in the mud about the gambling that you can't have him. Big Ten schools were straight up saying, we're taking you off of our schedule. We're not going to play you. What courts can't determine, and I feel like this is what it is, what courts shouldn't be able to determine is how conferences and schools treat each other. This is not an NCAA thing. It is an SEC thing. If I am a school that doesn't like what LSU is doing, which, by the way, LSU also was part of the unanimous agreement from the SEC earlier this week on banning the former pro players. So their athletic director accepted this.
Yeah, right.
But then, of course, another court case. There's an injunction. And I'm sick of hearing about court cases with the NCAA.
It won't stop.
Involving player eligibility at this point.
And I'll tell you what, it won't stop because the NCAA isn't going to exist pretty soon because all the schools are going to just go on their own. The divisions are just going to do their own thing. Well, have you seen all that?
That would be good news for the lawyers that constantly lose.
Right. But the SEC, like, talking about branching off and doing their own thing, so away from the NCAA.
But how conferences and schools treat each other is something that you're not going to be able to take to court. If I'm Vanderbilt and I say, I don't like what you're doing, I'm just going to not play you. If I'm Missouri, a team that kind of floats into the bottom of the top 25 every now and then and flirts with, you know, possibly being a good team within the SEC, I'm not scheduling you.
Mm-hmm.
However, this injunction is allowing LSU to keep doing what they've been doing. And the other part about it that's so weird is that it has been just LSU at this point. There's no other teams that I've seen within these reports from On3 or, you know, other college sources that have shown me another school has been doing this. So Lane Kiffin, stop ruining college football for me, please.
Mm-hmm.
But I will end our college football talk, though, Joe, with a little bit more of a whimsical thing.
Okay.
Because we got football on the field now. It's 10-10 between TCU and North Carolina in Dublin, Ireland.
And neither team can really break into the
Bill Belichick kicked a 20-yard field goal on 4th and goal at the 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's brilliant. You know, you love to see it. Man known as the greatest NFL head coach is kicking a field goal at the 2-yard line in college against Texas Christian University.
It's a tough scene for his legacy. It really has stained it pretty bad, I would say. But go ahead.
So the Akron offensive coordinator of the game. This was a hilariously fun story to follow. And it turned out the Akron Zips executed the entire plan with mastery. You heard of the promotion.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive coordinator of the game.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it because Barstool Big Cat was one of the finalists, which I also think He actually bought 18 season tickets.
He bought 18 sets of season tickets.
That was a legitimate reason.
Donated the seats for the opportunity to be involved in this promotion.
Right. So gave the school money, which is exactly what they
gave
wanted.
Gave the school money.
It wasn't exactly like it was a cop-out, you're famous, we want you. It was legitimate.
People are talking about Akron Zips football, right?
Their mascot is horrific, by the way. Have you seen this?
Kangaroo.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it in a while.
I think you need to look at it. While,
you're
going
to need to bring this up while I continue talking.
Okay.
But the Akron Zips have 9 finalists that they draw out instead of just announcing the winner like they originally planned to. And it's not just Big Cat, it's Bordeaux, a college football streamer, influencer. You know, a lot of people have watched his content over the years. So you got 2 big names in there. Now everyone's like, oh, great, this is going to be rigged. You're just going to pick an influencer, and you're not going to go to the season's long kind of season ticket holder, alumnus of the school. That is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I've now seen the Akron Zips mascot. He looks like he's been through some stuff.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good, but continue.
He's sitting on the couch at therapy.
Yeah.
That's what those eyes are telling me.
Uh-huh.
Make those eyes bigger, a little more cartoonish, Akron. Come on. You got the money now, okay?
They do.
But what they end up doing is they select a man, Martin Allen Wims, the second. He's the OC of the game for week 2 for their home opener against Robert Morris, and he's going to help the head coach, Joe Moorhead, script the first 15 plays against Robert Morris. It's not straight up he's going to be able to call plays. He's working with the coach about the game script.
Mm-hmm.
So that process is probably going on now, or the week of Robert Morris in particular. You're going to have that stuff ready to go.
Right.
And you're going to work with him during the week, which I think is going to be an experience so cool for somebody who has been a season ticket holder since 2006 and is an alumnus of the school.
Mm-hmm.
They bring influencers in on a promotion that gets everyone talking about them. And then, at the end of the day, still pick one of the bread and butter supporters of their school.
Yeah. They did it exactly right.
Perfect execution, 10 out of 10. You got money, you got attention, you got the influencers now probably going to have fun with this too of like, hey, you know what? If I was the one that was selected for this, in particular Big Cat, Bordeaux, they might even continue this further of, if I was here for this, this is what I would have tried to work with,
mm-hmm.
with the head coach on. These are the ideas I would have done. Not to critique the man that is going to be the winner of this contest. It is simply to add more content to it, like the what if.
We got to give Akron some credit for doing it because it puts them in a really interesting position if this guy runs down the field and scores.
So it's FCS Robert Morris.
Mm-hmm.
I have a source connected to Robert Morris's coaching staff.
Okay.
Who coached there for a year and a half. They are upset.
Like horrified about it?
No. Angry. Those coaches.
That they're going to let a fan call a game against them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are definitely salty about it.
What? Wouldn't you be?
I would be. As a coach, absolutely.
Oh, you picked our school to run this promotion against?
How cute.
Yeah.
We're gonna ruin this. That's exactly the kind of motivation. Because also, football players and coaches needing motivation, they'll make it up sometimes. But the other thing that happened during the promotion was that Robert Morris fans were trying to buy season tickets to try to like sabotage,
mm-hmm.
which is also hilarious.
Right, right.
So
I just think, though, in all seriousness, the funny part about it, like I said, if this offensive coordinator of the game goes down the field and scores, then the real offensive coordinator can't get down the field and score after. There's a real problem there.
Fun fact about the Akron Zips coaching staff. They have no offensive coordinator. Joe Moorhead, the head coach, is the
play caller. He calls the plays. Well, then his job is on the line. I'd be worried if I were him. I'd be trying to tank this guy so he maybe gets a field goal. I think that would be what I'm trying to do in that situation. Because if he goes down the field and scores and then I can't, oh boy.
Well,
are the calls going to be loud?
Here's the misnomer, though. This guy, Martin Wims, he's going to be working with Coach Joe Moorhead on scripting these plays. It is a collaboration effort. It is not this guy gets to call those plays.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even him calling plays in live time. It's the script. Joe. It's the first 15 plays. You're calling those in sequential order.
Right.
Situation dependent, like say you got first and goal on the 1 yard line, you're probably not going back to the script right away.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to go through all of those plays in sequential order.
Right.
Trying to attack what they've seen on the film. The head coach, who Joe Moorhead is, I would say, a very respected head coach. He was did dirty by Mississippi State. I think he's a good offensive mind. He's going to be able to find out from film on Robert Morris, hey, here's what we're going to do to attack them in our first 15 plays. You know, what do you think, Akron fan? Let's work together on these sorts of things. You talk to me about what you see, and I'll be of assistance to you.
Right. I want double naked waggle, jet 85, blue cheese, chicken wing. Right. That's what I want.
Clip that.
No, seriously, I would do something crazy. I'd want to see a naked reverse double waggle, like some crazy call. Can we please?
You know,
can we do a double pitch back? Is that possible?
I've got your hot take. Okay, so this is the what would you do? Like, what would you suggest to the coach, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm suggesting?
Four verts.
Power.
Oh, come on. Are you serious? If they're out there in power, I would lose my mind. Lose my mind.
Ken Dorsey.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I'm running the football, baby. The NFL, you can win without good running games. We've seen it done before. Bills within Ken Dorsey, in particular, for example. Kansas City, they've won their Super Bowls without running games. Really. In college football, you need a ground game to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, while they did start the spread formations, everything like that, you need a ground game to win in college football. It still exists. It needs to exist. First play of the game, off-tackle power. Let's go. Right into the bread and butter, baby.
I don't know about
Come
that.
Come on.
I don't know about
Give
that.
Give me a pulling guard, off-tackle, smack them right where they need to.
Ugh.
Because ready?
That sounds so gross.
Hey, Robert Morris, you're mad about this? I'm calling conventional wisdom, baby.
I guess so.
Beating you at your own game. That's the first play. Run through a dude's face. Everyone wants four verts to bomb from NFL Blitz. Nope. First play. Run through a mother's face. That's the first play call.
All right.
Right in the mouth. Set the tone. I know. It's not popular. But that's exactly what I want to do. Hey, I've got a good running back at Akron. Give him the ball. Power football. First play.
All right.
Set the tone.
You do you, I guess. So I'll leave that.
Second play action.
Yeah. First play for me is Hail Mary.
Set like, it
without
up.
Question. We're going to catch him off guard. But anyway.
That's the thing. Attack them where you don't expect them to.
A Hail Mary.
No. They're going to expect the wild, the whimsy. They're not going to expect the normal.
Fine. QB power. That's all
you do. In college football, you need that.
That's all you do.
Read option right away.
Yeah.
Get them at it.
Good point.
See? But also in college football, read option, speed option. Those are things that are commonplace, not in the NFL. Give me that pitch off the edge.
I can't get the John Gruden clip out of my mind that I was like quoting the naked right double waggle XX jet 42. He's just
Look at
screaming.
This. Look at this. First and 15, TCU runs off tackle power and they get 10 yards. Second and 5.
You know what they're going to do on second down?
Probably run it again.
The same thing, and then they'll get stopped for a yard. That's what'll happen. So, you know, the thrill of the game. But anyway, we're going to take a timeout a little early here because on the other side, we're going to pick the Bills 53-man roster, if you will. We're going to look at some of the position battles throughout camp and see who we think will make the cut coming tomorrow. So, since we're the last local show,
by the way, 10 carries, 102 yards for the TCU running back right now. Run the football.
All right. Since we're the last show on air, between now and the 53-man roster, figured to be a good exercise. So we'll be back on the other side. Joe Cali, Derek Kramer, you're listening to WGR.
Flip right double, X-jet, 36 counter naked waggle at 7, X-quarter on 1. Ready, break. Why, hey! We'll be right back.
That's John Gruden clip I was referencing, yelling out a bunch of random things.
That's Joe Kelly in the Akron film room.
Yeah,
getting ready to go against Robert Morris.
Yeah, that's me. That's me in the quarterback gearing up right there, getting ready to go.
Meanwhile, I'm over here like halfback dive, single back ace formation. Give me halfback dive.
Yeah, right. Well, we'll see how that goes. I'm going to be excited to see exactly what comes of that promotion and how well it goes for them. But hey, it's bringing in the bucks, like you said. So
right.
All right. Well, we teased it going to the break, and we went to break early because of this.
Yes.
You ever seen Survivor?
Oddly enough, no.
You need to watch it, first of all. It's very good. No, very rewatchable. You could watch the older seasons and get away with it today.
First of all, don't tell me what to do. second of all, I don't care for Survivor. It's been around forever, and okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, whatever. I've got better things to do with my time than watching most anything else.
Well, anyway, the NFL is kind of in Survivor mode today and tomorrow.
It is.
Because players are getting voted off the island, if you will. That is the NFL. Maybe heading to the UFL. Maybe not playing at all. Maybe making the practice squad. It's up to interpretation to see what's going on with these guys. But I figure we look through the Bills roster. Why not, right?
Right.
And let's kind of look at this and see who's going to get cut. I guess we're doing The Price is Right. I guess it's not Survivor, but the executive
for right now, give me a minute.
From Dan
hang
Dale there.
Hang on. The Price is Right also laps every time Survivor.
I don't know about that.
Oh,
depends on personal taste.
Oh,
depends on personal taste. Not what we're here to do right now. Maybe we'll get to this in the
You're
last segment.
You're getting cut for that kind of take right there.
Anyway, let's start with the most important and the most argued over position group, the quarterback room. What's going to happen here? Okay, Josh Allen might be on the outs. We don't know what's going to happen there. No, it's Josh Allen and Kyle Allen.
Yeah.
And Shane Buechel, despite his good performance in the final preseason game, will be the third emergency quarterback, more than likely.
It's more than
or he'll get picked up by a team for a backup position.
It's
Who knows?
More that Kyle Allen had such a strong preseason. You're not really even considering anything else at that point.
Aside from week one, both of them had good preseason.
But also,
games.
Buechel is probably an easy practice squad stash as the emergency third quarterback for activation.
Yeah, for sure.
Which makes Pittsburgh's idea of keeping four quarterbacks on their active roster such a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
Teams are carrying two. You're doubling it? Mike McCarthy.
Are there four on
hire.
Vegas as well?
I don't
Kirk
know.
Kirk Cousins.
It's been
Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah, but you don't need anyone else on the active roster.
There are two others there because they still have what's his name.
Well, they haven't made any moves yet. They're also not saying publicly, yeah, we want to keep four quarterbacks.
Right. Well, the Steelers are.
McCarthy and the Steelers are saying that.
Yikes.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I mean, we did
it.
That about the goalie rotation. Who knows? It might work out for the better for them.
He's so scared of losing Will Howard that
I would be too.
The way he played in the preseason, you could practice squad him.
I'd be worried about losing Will Howard. He's a Josh Allen comp, as John Gruden says. But
sure.
Anyway, to the running back room.
Running back room.
James Cook, Ray Davis, Gore, and because Ty Johnson is hurt.
Ty Johnson's hurt, but we don't know what's going on.
Here's the Survivor music. There
yeah,
we go.
Sure.
We're back.
Whatever.
We're so back. thank you, Dan.
Again, doesn't really move the needle one way or another for me. We're still doing the segment.
Yes.
If Johnson's healthy, Gore obviously just goes to the practice squad. If not, you're probably going to use your one of the two injured reserve spots that he'll have to miss the first four games.
What about Ben Van Sumeren?
That's not a running back. That's a fullback.
Technically counts. Put an asterisk next to it, but it's technically just a bigger
but
running
ben
back.
Ben Van Sumeren should make this roster. So if we're going to group him into running backs, four. I do think Ty Johnson's going to end up ready to go for the season.
Could Ian Wheeler threaten Frank Gore Jr. here, you think?
Nobody's going to make the practice squad.
Yeah. I think he should.
He should be immediately bumped to
the
He
had a good preseason.
Squad. He did. I liked watching him. He was really fun to check out throughout the preseason. He helped make it very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so running back, we're probably looking at four of them, including the fullback, Ben Van Sumeren. It's more or less about the health of Ty Johnson. If he's healthy, he's on the 53. If he's not, Frank Gore will take that spot.
Yes, and it eventually would swap back out when Ty Johnson is healthy.
Yes.
Are we still calling him the best third down back in football? Is that happening? Or are we actually being real for a moment and saying that's not the truth?
Until he proves otherwise, he's still a really good third down running back.
Very good.
Not
to say
the best in football, right, but he's very good at that role.
Okay.
So
how would we get through this topic?
Hang on, real quick. Let's do tight end first.
Okay. I was just going to say, how can we get through this topic without going to this station's favorite wide receiver room? But I guess we'll do tight ends first.
We're going to do tight end because it's very easy.
It's the exact same. Dalton Kincaid, Knox, and Hawes.
And then Kalecki Latu, probably on the practice squad.
Yes.
That's an easy one.
Yes.
Now.
To the receiver room.
We can go to the wide receiver room because it already has some intrigue at the bottom of the depth chart. That's the thing. Mecole Hardman was already released reportedly today. It kind of stinks because he also has a charity bowling event here in the area.
Is he still doing that?
I think that he's the kind of person that would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's obviously distressing news, but,
you know, Dan is shaking his head yes, that he is still doing it. So,
yeah. I think that Mecole Hardman is, you know, that kind of dude. He'd stick it out. He'd stick out the commitment.
That's good.
But, you know, it is a little tough. He could also still be a Buffalo Bill by the end of the weekend if he's added to the practice squad. I doubt it, but I think that's still a possibility. All right, so wide receiver. Let's get the easy ones out of the way. The five.
Moore, Shakir, Palmer, Coleman, Bell.
Now here comes the question.
Trent Sherfield.
Do you add a sixth?
I think you I think you carry Trent Sherfield. Special, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I think the Bills are going to make it five. They're going to stay.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At five. And they'll have Sherfield on the practice squad as a special teams elevation every now and then.
Okay.
That also has to do with the health of the wide receiver room. If Shakir's banged up, if Coleman's banged up, that they won't start the season, that's probably where Trent Sherfield goes in as wide receiver six.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to depend. We're going to see what happens here. It doesn't help that we're getting hockey coach answers out of Joe Brady in the preseason.
I know.
We get no projection on this sort of thing and no speculation. And then, you know what? It's his right. It's just a little irritating for something like this.
The Bills have released linebacker Otis Reese IV, by the way.
Reese had a good preseason.
Yes. So that breaking news there from Ryan Talbot.
Talbot's pretty connected in on the cut down days.
Mm-hmm.
So now here's
the third cut of the day.
Here's your question. Sherfield practice squad. Who else?
Out of the receiver group?
I think there's three that are added to the practice squad.
Who are your three?
Sherfield, Jamori Macklin,
okay.
Dante Pettis.
Pettis, I think, is definitely an addition to the practice squad. I could see that for sure. I'm with you on that. I don't think I have anything to add to that.
Jamori Macklin was fantastic in the preseason.
Yeah, he was.
And he deserves a practice squad spot. I don't think I saw enough from Stephen Gusnell.
So Sherfield, Macklin, and Dante Pettis?
For the practice squad.
Okay, I like that.
More or less, we're not trying to track officially the practice squad numbers, by the way. It is,
no, this is more
of
so
the players that should make their case to be part of the extra group.
Yes.
Which is up to 17 spots, by the way.
Yeah, that's right.
So, offensive line. This one's a little difficult in some ways. Your easy ones, the starting five. Deion, Dawkins, Alec Anderson, Connor McGovern, Osiris Torrance, Spencer Brown. Lloyd Cushenberry is going to be there because he might even be playing week one if McGovern's not good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Corbett, I think, makes it.
Yeah.
Tylon Grable, your swing tackle.
Van Prang Granger?
Cut.
You think so?
1,000%. If not cut, probably put on injured reserve for the season again.
Do you have Bowery making it?
I don't have Jude Bowery making
it.
He's
in a walking boot at practice this past week.
I have him on injured reserve, and it might shut him down for the season.
Mm-hmm.
My extra offensive lineman, I'm going with Chase Lunt, and I'm keeping 9.
Okay. Yeah, I think Van Perren Granger still makes it. He did piece together a pretty strong summer, I feel like, just offseason-wise, you know? So yeah. I think they might still have him on there, but who knows?
Lunt's versatility is probably what keeps him on the end of the roster, so I'm going with Chase Lunt there. Practice squad, I might see them try to move Van Prang Granger there.
Yeah.
Bowery, I think, is going to be an injury thing.
Yes, I agree.
We'll see. And then you can also shut him down for the year and just let him learn because you have swing tackles that you've been developing in Grable and Lunt.
Yep.
So that'll wrap it up for the offense. I'm not really going to get into the nooks and crannies of the practice squad offensive linemen, but they're going to keep a couple because you need big bodies for your scout team anyway.
Yeah, and solid bodies. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
All right, defensive line. I think this is
where
pretty,
things get tricky.
I have Ed Oliver, Deion Walker, TJ Sanders, Landon Jackson, and then Greg Gaines and Zane Durant.
You, like me, have Dwayne Carter getting released.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little tough. You know, like Carter, he's been trying to fight an uphill battle, but it seems like he has fallen behind. The change in the defensive structure has not helped him.
Mm-hmm. That Achilles injury last year, like you mentioned his injury, it really, that'll blow it up for a young player.
It'll
like
blow
that.
It up. Not only that, but the combination of losing all of last year and having a defensive scheme change that doesn't really fit you.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not great. It's unfortunate. It's the life of the NFL sometimes. But I think that Dwayne Carter could find himself on another roster pretty quickly.
Well, also, the scheme change is so underrated for people because remember when Rex Ryan swapped around Jim Schwartz's scheme and then Mario Williams all of a sudden didn't work in the defense as well as he did
before?
He
was all of a sudden not good.
Yes. So, a scheme shift can ruin careers in some cases.
It can alter careers. It can ruin production.
Yeah.
It could also make other players more comfortable.
Very well.
Look at what Landon Jackson has become this preseason. Almost a talk of the defense.
Yeah. Compared to his 3 minutes on the field last season.
Well, ready? Let's look
unfortunately.
At training. Let's look at training camp last season. And the fact that he was a healthy scratch for the entire season until he gets hurt in the one game he plays.
Mm-hmm.
He was a forgotten man.
Right.
Now, he's probably starting on the three-man front with Ed Oliver and Deion Walker. He's the starter.
Right.
He's more comfortable at that position. It's a better fit for him schematically. So I do think that that's a big deal there. TJ Sanders having a little bit more of a harder time adjusting to it. And again, that's another D-tackle trying to transition to three-man front D-end.
Mm-hmm.
Five technique. It's a little different. Jackson being on the edge moving inside is a little easier to adjust than it is for Sanders, who is a three-tech moving more outside.
Mm-hmm.
Gaines coming in was also bad for Dwayne Carter.
Very much so.
All right. So, edge rushers, the outside linebackers, so to say.
Okay.
Rousseau.
Rush linebacker, as they would label.
Rousseau, Chubb, Hoyt, Parker, and I think they keep Javon Solomon.
Javon Solomon, and I have Mike Dana.
You have Dana making the team.
I do.
I don't. I think Dana's going to be a practice squad guy. I think that they're going to lean on Solomon slightly here.
Mm-hmm. I think Dana just provides that major veteran experience that is huge in a system like this. And I think they'll keep him around, you know, with the interior rushing. I think he might stick around.
Yeah, no, I'm leaning on Solomon as, you know, he's the guy that's been with this team for a little while. He's a special teams capable player. That's where you're going to get that one. Dan is an easy lock for a practice squad spot, though. Mm-hmm. Off-ball linebacker, this is the biggest question that I've had, and I know how I'm answering it.
Bernard, Alarmzor, Williams, and Andreessen.
You're keeping four.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm cutting a wide receiver, and Sherfield's a practice squad guy,
mm-hmm.
I'm keeping a fifth inside linebacker, and Keonta Jenkins has earned a roster spot.
Okay.
He has earned it this year. He has been fantastic.
I think he'll be a practice squad guy, truthfully.
I think that Keonta Jenkins has earned a roster spot. He's capable of being on special teams. He's not the ace of it like Andreessen is of the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the way he's played this preseason has been more than enough for me to be like, no, give him a jersey. He may not be an every game player. He may be somebody who's not activated sometimes. But he's absolutely earned his spot on the 53-man roster. So I'm keeping five off-ball, five wide receiver.
Okay.
That's where my sacrifice comes from. It's from the wide receiver room. Therefore, I'm allowed to keep that extra linebacker off-ball.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, defensive backs up next. How many are you keeping number-wise here? I have Benford, Hairston, Alford, Igbinosen, Bishop, Johnson, Hancock, Kilgore, Kanaya Walker. I think he makes it. And Sam Franklin.
You're cutting Hamlin.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not. He's looked like the third best safety on the team. Because, of course, he has. But what seems like we are agreeing with is that Geno Stone has not done enough. And it is the third straight year that the Bills sign a safety to try to be that third safety, and they don't do it.
Right. I see Hamlin going on the practice squad, and then he'll be elevated at different points.
Hamlin is still their next best safety. So it's safety. It's six, technically. Jordan Hancock is really – you could define him as corner or safety, sure. So it does look like they're either keeping six corners or six safeties. It'll look weirder if it's six safeties. Franklin, the special teamer. Kilgore, there's no way I'm getting rid of Kilgore right now. He's still far too intriguing of a player to me as a rookie. Hancock, like I said, I'll diagnose him as corner here. So the Bills are keeping six corners. Kenai Walker makes the team. Over Tariano Pride to Corey Couch.
Mm-hmm.
Couch, I think, might make a practice squad over Pride because he's been playing a little bit of safety in the preseason as well, trying to be a versatile piece. But, yeah, it's Benford, Hairston, Alford, Hancock, Walker, Igbinosen, not in any particular order. And then at safety, it's Bishop, Gardner-Johnson, Hamlin, Franklin, Kilgore.
Okay.
Punter was decided already.
Tommy Wisnowski, Doman. The Doman Empire.
Wisnowski was already released. So it is Doman. And Bruce Nolan, friend of the program, had something. 20 of the last 21 punters that were drafted made their teams mm-hmm. and started. If you draft a punter, you're keeping him.
Yeah.
If he's worth
the draft pick, you're going to keep him.
He's going to keep him. The one that didn't happen was also a Buffalo Bill. For far different reasons. But it was Matt Araiza.
You're right.
They drafted the punter. They did not keep him.
I mean, that was exigent circumstances.
For reasons not football related.
Sure.
Bass is their kicker.
Which I don't know how to feel about that right now.
I feel okay.
I think that, to me, is the most frustrating part of the offseason, is that the feeling was that you didn't need to have a kicking competition with a guy who hasn't kicked in over a season and also is not one of those kickers who's going to nail 65, 70-yard field goals for you.
He can probably nail a 60-yard. The Miami game, he nails the 60-yarder.
He nails it, but that's like you're on the edge of your seat. I'm talking to guys like Little, Harrison Butker, who waltz up there, and you're like, oh, yeah, they're going to hit it from 65.
Those are also top of the tier at the position. What you're really missing is the actual problem that Tyler Bass has.
He can't kick from within 40.
40 to 49.
Yeah.
That's where he struggles. It's not the 50-yarders. It's not the moonshots.
I mean, do you feel good about him on moonshots? I don't.
I do. I feel a hell of a lot better on him on 50-plus than I do on 40 to 49.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't feel confident about him general.
It's a weird weakness to have as a kicker because you're intermediate. It's a weird weakness to have. But I feel fine about Tyler Bass. I think that he's being paid as the 14th highest kicker in the league, Joe, and he is exactly what he's being paid. He's league average.
Yeah, I guess. I just think you should have brought some sort of competition in.
I think that it was awfully confident, possibly arrogant, to think he was going to be just fine without any competition. But in the preseason, he was just fine.
Mm-hmm.
He missed a kick in his weakness range, but that was it. One kick. All right. I don't want to necessarily say it's business as usual, but he missed a kick in three games.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like standard Tyler Bass.
And I know they don't normally set up Bass from 60-plus yards. He's normally in that intermediate.
They have a good enough offense that's not the problem either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more of when they stall out and Bass misses a kick from 45 and you're like, I want to pull my hair out.
I just – even extra point accuracy, the last time he played.
It's not
– 59-64, 92.2%. It's the near bottom of the league.
Yes.
If you can't count them for an extra point, like that's where I struggle.
Because that's where it can alter game plans.
Yes.
Sometimes that is. If you miss a PAT, all of a sudden you have to go for two now.
I remember there was a time you'd rather be going for two than having Tyler Bass kick extra points. And that, to me, is why I was surprised not to see somebody, at least in the building, continuing to give him a run.
If he's healthy – here's the thing. There's a chance you could do better than Tyler Bass. There's also a bigger chance that you don't.
I get it. There's risk and reward for every decision. I'm not arguing that.
I'll even say it. The Bills got lucky with the aging Matt Prater last year.
Yeah, they got very lucky.
They got very lucky that he was
still...
They
almost had Ray Davis kicking at one point.
But they were still he was still productive. That's what I mean by they got lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they had to go to somebody else, Michael Badgley was awful.
It was horrific, yeah.
Dare I say, he even lost them a game because they had to alter themselves because Badgley immediately started missing field goals and extra points.
I just think you could have brought in even a guy like Rodrigo Blankenship.
So ready?
To just kind of sit there next to Bass and put a little pressure on and see what happens.
Ready? I have more confidence that Tyler Bass is not capable of losing you a football game. I don't have confidence that he can win you a football game. But I know that
he's done it a couple times.
He's not going to outright lose it either. That is the thing that I'm more confident in, is that he's fine. He's fine. You don't leave it up to him, but he's not going to Young Wei Koo his way out the door.
I guess you're right. Yeah, if you don't leave it up to him, I agree with you. He's not going to plant his foot 3 yards ahead of the football and trip, okay? I'm not saying that's going to happen. But, again, just a little bit of competition would have been nice. I'm not going to hate on Tyler Bass, though. I'm not going to hate on him. But anyway, Reed Ferguson, that's a lock.
Yeah, Ferguson, Doman, Bass, they're all locks. We didn't need to really go into that, but that's okay. We did anyway.
What did we learn from this preseason before we hit the break?
What did we learn?
Is there anything, any big takeaway that we learned from the preseason?
Why don't we do that after the break?
Okay.
End the show on it.
All right. Because I think there is a little bit to take away. More than years past. Who knows? I don't know. It's preseason football at the end of the day. But we'll be back on the other side.
Last segment of Sports Talk Saturday here. And I guess I'm here to report some workplace abuse on myself against Joe Calley. So
I don't like how this is starting. I don't know what's happening here.
So in the break, on right now, one of the televisions in the producer
Chris Hansen's room. in the studio over there. He's waiting. No, I'm kidding. Sorry. Go
not
ahead.
Not that kind of. Oh, my
Continue.
God. I'm not Deshaun Watson. So, on one of the TVs here is.
You see how this looks.
Newcastle versus Tottenham. And, Joe, you are a Tottenham supporter?
I'm staring at a box score right now because you neglect to turn the TV.
So
over
this
to
is
it,
where,
even though we're at a halftime report,
this is where our poor misconduct in the workplace comes in. Joe turns to me during the break and goes,
"From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB, and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame."
How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, can we turn on the Tottenham game against Newcastle? And it just took the remote and threw it.
Yeah, at my head, unfortunately. No, I have a brain bleed. And I'm in serious condition
where
here.
Where did I throw it? Oh, it's in the back corner of the studio.
Don't forget it.
I turned around away from Joe, chucked it away, and I basically said, if you take my college football away from me, you're not taking my college football away from me. It's at halftime, which makes me look even worse.
It does.
However, I did save Joe Calley from watching Tottenham get scored on in the very
second. You
didn't
save me from anything. I need to feel that. I need to feel that moment.
No, you don't.
I need to feel
that
moment.
Yes, he does.
It's a goal against them.
Let me ask you, to be as invested as you are in the Buffalo Bills in this recent era, if you say to someone, Hail Murray, and they don't know what you're talking about, you feel immediately lesser about them as a fan, don't you?
No.
I would. You haven't been through the trials and tribulations.
See, that's mean.
You're all about the trials and tribulations, especially.
You're also bringing up one game and when they were good. If you want to talk about actually like trials and tribulations, if I tell you that Kellen Moore started a football game for the Dallas Cowboys against the Buffalo Bills, would you believe me until I said it?
Well, sure. I prefaced it with in the most recent era, in the Josh Allen era.
Okay, but you said trials and tribulations.
There have been some trials and tribulations.
I'm just saying.
The Houston game, the playoff game, 13 seconds, Hail Murray. There are so many names for these games in the Josh Allen era. I that would be like turning it off when Travis Kelce scores in 13 seconds.
You're talking about the monumental moments. This is a goal.
Okay, Pittsburgh Steelers week one, 2019. They win in Orchard Park.
Okay, again, ready? It's a goal that got scored early in the season for your bad football team.
They're not bad.
They almost got relegated.
They misunderstood. They didn't. Almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
They finished in 17th out of 20 teams.
Okay, and they weren't 20th.
If not for West Ham, you would have been watching them earlier on Saturday.
That's good. Thank you, West Ham. I appreciate it.
You should thank Zach.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. But either way, I'm still a massive jerk for throwing the remote away. Not throwing, I tossed it. But either way, defied the order immediately. We said we were going to talk about what we learned about the Bills in the preseason.
Yeah, I've learned nothing, actually. So it's fine.
I've learned that I'm happy that football's back.
Yeah, me too, except it's not for another 15 days, as Dan's been saying in the update. So we got to wait it out.
Hey, you know what helps fill the void a little bit? Some college football.
And Bison's baseball. 6:45 first pitch today right here on WGR. Pat Malacaro joined us earlier. I'm Joe Calley. He's Derek Kramer. Dan Dale's been on the board. This is WGR.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Aging control systems can increase downtime and risk. Graybar helps you plan the right automation upgrades to improve reliability and prepare for what's next. Yep, Graybar does that.